بركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
There is a long debate and discussion among the philosophers and theologians and the scholars in regards to the philosophy and the reason of our creation. Why did God create us? Why did He create man? What is the main reason for our creation? And this discourse and this discussion is an ongoing discussion, not among only the philosophers and theologians, but even among ordinary people. Maybe you yourself, you have discussed this in your mind, you thought about it, and you sought some answers about this. Why did God create me? What does He want from me? Why did He bring me into this life? If I am supposed to die one day, then why He created me in the first place? Couldn't He be merciful to me? And then He would take me right away to paradise. If paradise is the eternal and final abode, then why should we come to a temporary one? Why should we stay in a temporary abode in order for us to move and to be transferred into the permanent one? There are many answers. Some people answer this question, why did God create us, by saying God did not create us. We are a natural byproduct of Mother Nature, so God has no role in that. Others believe that maybe God created us, but this is the only life. There is nothing after that. We live in this life, we die, and we are finished, and there is nothing beyond that. And this is what the Quran states about the polytheist. The polytheists, they rejected the prophets and the scriptures and the Holy Quran based on the idea that this is the only life. You are not going to take me somewhere else. Don't cheat on me. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me there is a reward waiting for you there, or there is a punishment. إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا. We live and we die and we perish. And that's it. There is nothing beyond this. However, in the Quran, there is an answer. There is a decisive, there is a clear answer to this question, why did God create us? And this is what we read in the beginning of the Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 21. This is the very beginning of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, O mankind, u'budu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum, serve your Lord, worship your Lord, who created you, alladhi khalaqakum, walladhina min qablikum, generations before you too. They were created by God. La'allakum, you may attain righteousness, so that you may guard against evil. La'allakum tattaqun. So the reason of the creation is mentioned here. Very brief, very concise, right to the point. U'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Servitude. Not only worshipping, but servitude which encompasses worshipping too. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا in Surah Al-Dhariyat. Allah says, the only reason I created jinn and ins and human for one reason. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ to serve me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I'm not waiting for them to sustain me. I don't expect people, my servants, to help me, to sustain me. Neither I expect them to feed me. I'm not, with some lords and deities. You can see it in Southern California here. In some temples, if you go to a Buddhist temple or a Hindu one too, you find the god is sitting there and they present food to him. They bring a plate in the morning. There are some bananas and oranges and apples and whatever. And they place it before the Lord. We don't do this before our Lord. We don't. He is the one who sustains us. He is the one who feeds us, not vice versa. وَمَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I'm not expecting my servants to feed me, to sustain me, or to help me in any way. When they worship, they help themselves. They sustain themselves through worshiping me. The prayers that we do, God is not going to get any credit, any benefit out of these prayers here. Neither out of our fasting or zakat or hajj or anything else. The only one who draws benefit is us, the worshipper himself. The worshipper himself. So, if we ask why man has been created and what is his main task, you ask these questions, why the car has been manufactured? The answer is very simple. The car is a means of transportation. Why your iPhone has been manufactured? It's a means of communication, to contact others. Why you are wearing clothes? What is the purpose? The purpose is protection, to protect us and to cover us. Why we are created, we have been created, to worship God, to serve Him. Today, the student goes to school to study. The main reason for him going to school, although others they go for bullying, but the main reason students go to school, to study. The farmer goes to his farm to grow food for us, for farming. A laborer goes to the factory to produce, to work. We have been sent to this life to serve, servitude. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And in Islam, serving God is not only within the boundaries of the mosque or the Islamic Center. A mother preparing food for her children at home, she is serving God and worshiping God. A laborer who works very hard to make ends meet, to bring some safe and halal food for his children and his family is worshipping God. طلب الحلال عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم states, طلب الحلال جزء من العبادة. When you seek halal income, when you stay away from working, dealing with drugs and halal and haram merchandise, and you seek halal food, halal income, you are worshipping God. Yesterday I heard a very sad story. A friend called me. He said today, which was Thursday actually, there was a crime committed against a young Muslim man in Phoenix, Arizona. He has a cigar shop. Four people, they came into his house and they shot him in his head. Not only they stole the money, they killed that person because of, you know, some money there, 500, 5,000, whatever. They killed a man, an innocent man. His wife was monitoring the shop through the closed circuit from the house. She saw how her husband being killed and murdered in cold blood. See, there are some people that God has given them, you know, physical energy, mental energy, rather than going and seeking halal job, halal income, they choose the wrong way, the bad way, the evil way. They come to a shop and they kill someone who has four children. He left four children behind. They kill him to make some money. And definitely they are not going to enjoy this money. The money that comes from a haram, terrible source, haram source, through murdering an innocent man, that money is not going to be a means of happiness or prosperity. And moreover, those people, the hadith says, بشر القاتل بالقتل ولو بعد حين. Give him the news that you're going to be murdered the same way you murdered others, even after 30, 40, 50 years. So the students who work very hard, he's worshipping Allah. Ibadah. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلم. When you struggle, a father who's struggling for the sake of his family is worshipping God. Is worshipping God. Sometimes, my friends, sometimes when you work, especially under harsh and difficult circumstances, your thawab, the reward you receive from the work is more than the thawab that you receive from the prayers, the salat. Especially the nawafil. Especially the salat, which is nawafil, non-mandatory prayers. This is why in Salat al-Jum'ah. Salat al-Jum'ah is very important. But immediately after Salat al-Jum'ah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Once the prayers is over, leave the masjid. Don't stay there. Go back to your shop. Go back to your job. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Seek the sustenance of your Lord. Don't waste your time. You did the prayers. You received the energy. You energized yourself. You inspired yourself. Now go back to work. Go back to work. So any positive contribution you do to your society, it is ibadah, it is worshipping. Listen to this hadith, al-hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Qudsi has been narrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it reaches us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
Ya ibn Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, he addressing us, Ya ibn Adam, ما خلقتكم لأستكثر بكم من قلة. The reason I created you is not to demand numbers. I was not alone by myself and then I said, let me have a family, extended family, friends, you know, so I created you. It was not for that reason. Not to ask for numbers. Neither to demand multiplicity. I did not do that. وَلَا لِأَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُم مِّن وَحْشَةٍ. Neither I wanted to socialize because I had nothing to do, so let me socialize, create Khalqullah here, so I can socialize with them, I can find some company, some friends. Neither for that reason. وَلَا لِأَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ مِنْ وَحْشَةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَعِينَ بِكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ عَجَزْتُ عَنْهِ. Neither I created you because I am seeking your help, because I wanted to do certain things, a function, and I could not, so I am asking for help. It was not for that reason. وَلَا لِأَجْلِ مَنْفَعَةٍ. Neither for any benefit, personal benefit. وَلَا لِدَفْعِ مَضَرَّةٍ. Nor to avoid any harm. But بَلْ خَلَقْتُكُمْ. Listen. The main reason why I created you, my servants, بَلْ خَلَقْتُكُمْ, three things. لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا. To worship me and serve me. By serving your families, by serving yourself, by serving your community, by serving your country, by serving your neighbors, by serving the strangers, by being positive elements in your society, in your community. لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا. The journey of worshipping is long. It's not only 2 hours a week or one day a week. Every hour, every minute of our life has to be dedicated for serving others. لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا. And also, لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَشْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا. And be grateful. Always be grateful what Allah has given you. Maybe today you are not the best. Maybe you look at your peers, you are not the best among them. But also appreciate you are not the worst too. Because there are people who are worse than you. The Prophet ﷺ says, for umurul dunya, when it comes to the affairs of the dunya, look at those who are below you always. Look at those who are below you. For umurul akhirah, for the affairs of the akhirah, look at those who are above you. So they can inspire you, can learn from them. وَتَشْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank him, he will give you more. If you complain, if you nag, oh God, you didn't give me this. You gave my friend, you gave my neighbor, you gave my brother, but you didn't give me this and that. You're going to be deprived. You're going to be deprived. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. God made a covenant with his own self. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Once you thank, he will give you more. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He will increase his bounties on you. And the third reason, بَلْ خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَشْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا. And then, وَتُسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And celebrate my praise and my remembers, بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. All the times. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet. The Prophet, he went under very tough, severe circumstances. He was abandoned by his community in Mecca. He was abandoned. He was left alone. He was ridiculed. He was abused. He was tortured. See what Allah says to him to comfort him. Allah says to him, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be tolerant. Be steadfast and patient over what they say about you. The accusations about you. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. But also, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. These are the timing of the 5 daily prayers. قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. Before the sunrise, stand for 5-10 minutes and praise your Lord. Remember your Lord. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ. The hours of the night, one of them is Salatul Isha, and also the midnight prayers. وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So when you do these prayers, that you may have a spiritual joy. Once you do this, you find yourself to be the happiest person. You would never complain. You find yourself, when you establish these prayers, when you establish the remembrance of God, you find yourself to be the happiest person. Spiritual joy. Today, many people are tortured and happy because they are not content. They are not satisfied with what they have. They need more. They need more material accomplishments. Not spiritual accomplishments, material accomplishments. What they see, they regard it as little. Allah gives him money, he says, no, $500 is not enough. I need to make 1,000. Allah gives him 1,000, he says, no, 2,000, 5,000. The more God gives him, the more he asks. There is no satisfaction, there is no content. So they are unhappy because they are not satisfied. And the reason because they are not satisfied, because they do not remember God. The heart is empty. Rather than filling this heart with good food, spiritual food, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The remembrance of God to strengthen, to fortify your heart with the remembrance of God. They fill the heart with maddiyat, materialism. And never ever materialism is going to satisfy the heart or fill the heart. Never ever. You still need more and more and more. Because the heart is the seat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His seat, he chose to be in my heart and your heart. If I send him out of my heart and I fill it with something else, the heart is going to be always unhappy, always dissatisfied, and always confused. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره روي عن الإمام أبي عبد الله الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام من سره أن يستجاب له في الشدة فليكثر الدعاء في الرخاء. حديث الشريف يقول من سره أن يستجاب له في الشدة فليكثر الدعاء في الرخاء. Whom he wants to be answered, his prayers to be answered at the time of adversities and difficulties, then he should increase his dua at the time of well-being and ease and affluence. Our nature, the nature of man, is that the time we remember God is during the difficult times. When we go through trials, tribulations, tests, difficulties, deprivations, loneliness, losing our health, losing our job, losing our future, losing a family member. At that time we turn to God. But at the time when we are enjoying some affluence, some ease, some comfort, some peace, then many people, they don't see a reason to remember God. Why should I remember him? He's busy. Let him help others. Leave him alone now. You know, let me leave him alone for a few days until I need him. Which is very wrong. This is very wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our closest friend, closest sahib and companion. The closest one. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ. I am closer to you than your own jugular vein. You need me. You need me at the time of happiness as well as the time of unhappiness. You need me when you think you don't need me. You need me the most at the minute, at the time that you think now you don't need me today. Because you are healthy, you have money, you have family, you have happiness. You need me during that day. Therefore, the hadith says, الدُّعَاء فِي الرَّخَاءِ, when you call upon God during the time of ease and happiness and relaxation, يَسْتَخْرِجُ الْحَوَائِجَ فِي الْبَلَاءِ, it is going to help you, it is going to save you and help you at the time of adversities. Because you have some saving today. You did some saving. So you don't go to God and tell Him, oh God, the reason... See, imagine you yourself. If you love someone, if you love a friend, you love him dearly, and you want to see that friend frequently, but that friend does not allow you to see him. He's away from you. One day he shows up. Salaamu alaykum. You think he's coming to visit you and see you. But then you realize he has a need. He has haja. He's coming to ask you for something. Don't you get disappointed? You tell him, I thought after 3 months now you are coming here to see me, to have a cup of tea, you know, to ask about me. Now I realize that you came here because you are in need. You only remember me when you need me. This is not a friendship. This is not a friendship. We do the same with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't remember Him. We always forget Him depending on what we have. And then when we have a slight problem, then we go back to Him. At the time where we need Him. We need Him all the time. Listen to this hadith. An Abi Abdullah al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, kana jaddi al-imam Zainul Abidin. Imam Zain al-Abidin is the Imam of the all Muslims, by the way. Huh? Imam Zain al-Abidin, his father is al-Imam al-Husayn, and the father of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Ali ibn Abi Talib was with the Prophet 24 hours a day. The closest companion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان الإمام زين العابدين يقول تقدموا في الدعاء. Put forth the dua. Don't wait until you are in need. Always pray. Even if you don't have any needs. تقدموا. Advance your dua. تقدموا في الدعاء. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا كَانَ دَعَاءً. If you teach yourself to always pray and ask Allah, always, make it a habit, that once you open your eyes in the morning, you say, oh Allah, I need you today. The following day you say the same. The third day you say the same. 365 days in the beginning, and at the end when you go to bed, you say, Allah, I need you, don't leave me alone. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا كَانَ دَعَاءً. دَعَاءً مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الدُّعَاءِ, صيغة مبالغة في كثرة الدعاء. Someone who frequently always prays and asks Allah. فَنَزَلَ بِهِ الْبَلَاءِ, at the time where he is tested by some misfortune. فَدَعَى, when he prays, قِيل, the angels would say, صَوْتٌ نَعْرِفُهُ, this voice we recognize. He's always praying. But, وَإِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ دَعَاءً, he doesn't know how to pray. He thinks that he has everything. Why should I pray? Waste my time. He doesn't pray. فَنَزَلَ بِهِ بَلَاءٌ, then he's afflicted by a misfortune. فَدَعَى, then at that time when he prays, قِيل, the angels will say to him, أَيْنَ كُنْتَ قَبْلَ الْيَوْمِ, where were you before today? You only know God today? The day when you are in trouble? You don't know God before? This month, the month of Rajab, the month of dua, the month of forgiveness, istighfar, the month we seek repentance. Rajab al-Asab, summiya Rajab bil-Asab, the title, the nickname of this month, Asab. Asab is pouring. Allah would pour His mercy on His servants. فَأَكْثِرُوا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ says, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ Always seek istighfar and repentance. فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا Always repeat this sentence. Always, always say, أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. One of the beautiful du'as of this month, يا من يملك حوائج السائلين. Oh my Lord, who controls my needs and your needs in His hand. He controls them. ويعلم ضمير الصامتين. He's fully aware of what goes in our silent hearts. Even if you don't tell Him anything, He knows what goes in your heart. ويعلم ضمير الصامتين لكل مسألة منك سمع حاضر وجواب عتيد. When I have a need, you pay me full attention and you give me a decisive answer. وجواب عتيد. اللهم ومواعيدك الصادقة وأياديك الفاضلة ورحمتك الواسعة فأسألك أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن تقضي حوائجي للدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. Try to remember this dua and pray after your prayers, inshallah, after each salat. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to have a special youth session beginning at 8:15 with the salat, inshallah, and we expect the young generation, the future leaders, inshallah, to attend this youth session. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. One short sentence. We have among us now many of our dear brothers and sisters who are Sunnis, and we are Shias, and we welcome them here. We never, when we established this masjid 18 years ago, we never said that this masjid is only for the Shias. We said this masjid is for the Muslims, Ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, more than any other time, we need to understand each other and respect each other and reach out to each other. Not through the media. There is a lot of confusion in the media. There is a lot of confusion and misunderstanding and misconception and bias in some of the medias, even some of the Islamic medias. Unfortunately, last week there was a conference in Jakarta, Indonesia, attended by 10,000 people, and the title of that conference is the Jihad Against the Shia. Not Jihad Against the Enemies of Islam, Jihad Against the Shias. And this is all because of ignorance, because there are some governments who are spending billions and billions of dollars to divide the Muslim Ummah, to create this war and this hatred among the Muslimin. Among the Muslimin, the Mu'mineen, those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So I welcome those who come to this masjid from other traditions. This is your house, this is your home, and we are your brothers here. We reach out to you, we respect you, we like you, we love you, and we have nothing hidden, by the way. What we practice is what we preach. What we preach is what we practice. This is our Quran printed in Medina, Saudi Arabia. The Quran is not printed in Najaf or Karbala or Mashhad or Qum. The Quran that we use, printed in Saudi Arabia. And by the way, it's the gift of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. So the reason why we use the turbah, it's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. You can grab a book here on Shia Islam and understand why we put our forehead. We follow the Prophet. The Prophet puts his forehead through his entire life. Abu Bakr did the same. Umar did the same. Uthman did the same. Ali ibn Abi Talib, all they did the same. They used the dust. They did not put their forehead on the carpet. You can verify that when you research the Islamic history. There are some differences. There are, definitely. But our main goal is monotheism. Our main goal is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our main goal is to abide by the teachings of this book, the Holy Quran. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate. Feel free to come to me. I am your brother, your servant, and I am ready to sit with you and answer your questions, inshallah. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات.